One of the wonderful things about the prayer, care, share lifestyle is I encourage Christians to just begin praying and then see what God will do.
Living a prayer, care, share lifestyle. It's easy to say, but sometimes it's difficult to do. On today's Lighthouse Report, Mission America's Paul Cedar gives us some encouragement.
So many Christians in the United States are hesitant about the very word evangelism. So I say, just begin to pray for friends, family, neighbors, work associates, classmates at school. Just begin to pray for their salvation and see how God may lead you. And He often will lead you to the next step, which is the great commandment, to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. We have seen over the years, and I have seen remarkable stories, some who have come to Christ literally in days, some weeks, some months.
Paul says prayer is important and encourages us to keep at it, no matter how long the final outcome might take.
I have a certain man for whom I've been praying for over 40 years. He has heard the gospel. We have talked. He's a very bright, a very gifted, very successful, and he has been self-sufficient all of these years. And the reason I'm sharing the story is I can share so many stories of those who have come to faith in Christ. Here's one that we just don't give up on. What do we do when we begin to pray and a year or two passes and we don't see any spiritual movement? We continue to pray, and we continue to love, and we continue to share. Prayer, care, share is not just for the short term, it's for the long term.
So, no matter how long it takes or what the outcome might be, keep praying for, caring for, and sharing with the people God brings into your life. I'm Steve Douglas.